USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The reviews continue to roll in on President Trump's summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan saying,
"The president needed to disrupt the status quo, and the president has disrupted the status quo. He should be applauded for doing that."
However, some point out the joint statement signed by both of the leaders after their summit made no explicit mention of complete denuclearization, yet President Trump has made concessions like ending joint military drills with South Korea. A Senate Democrat says,
"This is the weakest that has been included in any recent document that has emerged from North Korea and the United States."
That's Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy on MSNBC. In the U.S. House today, members are moving forward on dozens of bills aimed at curbing the deadly opioid epidemic. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The U.S. House is to consider two immigration bills next week as part of an effort to stop a bipartisan plan to force a vote on DACA, the Obama-era rules which protect illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. The bipartisan effort almost had enough votes to force the issue, including every Democrat and some moderate Republicans. House Speaker Paul Ryan's been trying to bring together Republicans for a deal that could pass without Democrats, but so far he's been unsuccessful. As soccer fans get excited for the start of this year's World Cup action, FIFA has announced where the 2026 games will be held.
The member associations of Canada, Mexico, and USA have been selected by the FIFA Congress to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
That joint North American bid for the Cup in 2026 beats out a bid by Morocco. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is suing the Bureau and the Justice Department for refusing to turn over documents dealing with his firing. McCabe was terminated just hours before his planned retirement in March. His dismissal for what the Justice Department called lack of candor delayed McCabe's ability to collect his pension, and it took away his health care benefits. McCabe's lawyer contends in that lawsuit the firing violated federal law and says authorities have refused to turn over materials related to the disciplinary process. Tesla, very successful, always in the news, now in the news because it's laying off thousands of workers in an effort to turn a profit. CEO Elon Musk is confirming 9% of the electric car maker's workforce will be given pink slips. That amounts to about 4,000 people. Musk saying in the email to employees that being profitable hasn't been the company's goal, but it's necessary if it hopes to drive the world into a new era of clean energy. Tesla has never made an annual profit in 15 years of existence. And Taco Bell inviting customers to steal a taco. It's a promotion where they're offering free Doritos Locos Tacos this afternoon with no purchase necessary. The Golden State Warriors nabbing Game 3 of the NBA Championship at Cleveland to trigger the promotion. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.